From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. French officials identify a third attacker. The man died in the terrorist attacks on a Paris concert hall in November. Officials announced Wednesday that the attacker was from Strasbourg. He is believed to have traveled to Syria with a group of young people in late 2013. The suspect's name has not been officially released, but French media are identifying him as Fouad Mohamed Agad. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee Wednesday and urged Turkey to do more to control its often porous border with Syria. Carter criticized Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states for being, in his words, preoccupied by the conflict in Yemen and not paying enough attention to the fight against the Islamic State group.
The international community, including our allies and partners, has to step up before another attack like Paris.
Carter also said it's time for Russia to, in his words, focus on the right side of this fight. Western nations have accused Russia of focusing its strikes on Syrian opposition fighters in support of its ally, President Bashar al-Assad, a charge Russian officials have denied. The head of the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says the two shooters in last week's California massacre were radicalized before they met online and started discussing jihad and martyrdom about 2 years ago. FBI Director James Comey told the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday that the two were inspired by foreign terrorist groups. Rwanda is set to vote next week on a constitutional amendment that will allow President Paul Kagame to run for a third term in 2017. And potentially to remain in power until 2034. The referendum is forecast to pass easily. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is criticizing European governments for limiting how intelligence agencies share counterterrorism information around the world. Speaking in London, Lynch called it particularly disappointing that the European Court of Justice recently struck down the so-called Safe Harbor Agreement that allowed U.S. companies to easily send customer data from the European Union to servers based across the Atlantic. In October, the European Court of Justice ruled Safe Harbor invalid after a Facebook user aired concern about the safety and integrity of his personal information following revelations by the National Security Agency fugitive leaker Edward Snowden. Comments by U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump that all Muslims should be banned temporarily from entering the country have triggered an angry reaction in Britain, as we hear from Henry Ridgewell.
Scottish National Party lawmaker Tasmina Ahmed Sheikh said the same rules should be applied to Trump as those used against extremist Muslim preachers.
We've already banned 84 hate preachers from this country. My view is that what Donald Trump said amounts to hate speak. And therefore, my question to the government is, let's consider making him number 85.
More than 100,000 Britons have signed an online petition calling for Donald Trump to be banned from entering the country, meaning the proposal will be considered for debate in Parliament. Henry Ridgewell, London.
Tanzanians marked their country's Independence Day Wednesday, not with a parade, but by cleaning up the streets. President John Magufuli was one of several top officials who picked up trash around the capital as part of a nationwide cleanup exercise. The UN Committee Against Torture says torture and ill treatment are widespread in China and remain deeply entrenched in the country's criminal justice system. Lisa Schlein reports.
The group of 10 independent experts says a Chinese delegation, which presented its case to the UN committee, acknowledges torture is a big problem in China. But it says the delegation did not provide data on the extent and prevalence of this outlawed practice. The panel said China's delegation also did not provide information on how many people have died in custody, how many people are being held incommunicado in secret places of detention known as black jails, and how many cases of torture have been raised and investigated. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged passage of an agreement at the climate conference in Paris. He announced Wednesday that the United States plans to double the money it will provide in grants to developing countries. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.